How much have you learned and maybe developed over the last couple of weeks? I know it's probably like a crash course thing for you.
I wouldn't say a crash course. You know, I've been coming along since training camp. You know, it's a great opportunity now. I've been learning from the older guys. Ike is a great help from not only film study, just being out there on the practice field helping us young guys, and not only RC and Troy, their guys are great also. So a lot of help from those guys is going to make things a lot easier on Sunday.
It's not going to be easy on Sunday, I guess, right? Look at some of those wide receivers and tight ends they got over there.
Yeah, they have a great group. I mean, in Dez Bryant, the tight end Witten, Miles Austin, they have a great group over there. But as long as we prepare each day, I think we'll be okay.
How much did it help you going against guys like, you know, Wallace and Brown and all those guys here, you know, for the course of this year?
It was great. I mean, we all know who Mike Wallace is and the speed he has and the routes that AB has, it's a great help. I mean, going against those guys every day is just unbelievable.
Hey, Jones, how challenging was it last week to go and play a game after being on the practice squad all week? It's a big step up, eh?
That's definitely a big step. Going from practice to Sundays, that's a whole lot. You know what I mean? So it was a great experience, though. I was excited and humbled for the opportunity, but I think I was ready.
Obviously, with the injury situation, you're probably going to have to play a good bit this week, too.
Right. You know, I'm excited again this week. This is a big game for us, not only because of the playoff implications, but because it's our next one, and we need it.
What does Ryan Clark as a safety, how does he help you cornerbacks, not just in games, but in practice, too?
Ryan Clark, he's like the quarterback of our group. You know what I mean? He helps a lot of us get lined up and play calling and not only route recognition and film study. He's like, I wouldn't say dad, he's like the grandfather of the group.
I'm sure he'll like that. Hey, Josh, what's it been like for you in recent weeks? I mean, you were on a practice squad. You get cut, you get signed, and you play in the game.
Roller coaster, huh?
What's it like?
It's the business side of things. You know, one week you can be Joe Blow, and then tomorrow everyone knows you. You know what I mean? So you just have to keep focused and keep going. You know what I'm saying? It's the business of the game. One day you can be on practice squad or be at home, and then somebody can give you a call, and you have to play on Sunday. You just have to stay ready and glad that you get the opportunity.
It's also kind of the way of the way it goes for a cornerback too, I would think.
Oh yeah, you have to have a short memory. You know, I mean, it is the league, so you're going to get beat. You just have to put it out your memory and keep going.
Josh, when I play in the end zone with Alexander, it seemed as if you had a pretty good coverage, but the guy's 6'5", right?
Most guys in this league are 6'5", though, right? Okay. So I mean, it was a great play by him, but I also felt like I could have fixed a little technique things to make the play a little easier for myself.
Such as?
I shouldn't have opened up. I should have stayed in the press so I can get my hands on him. Okay. So that would have helped a lot.
You have to be physical with a guy like that, right?
Yes, very, very physical. I feel like that can help me coming up this week in these guys. So those are some great receivers down in Dallas.
How important do you feel like that confidence is to play in your position? And when something like that happens, how tough is it to bounce back and get the confidence back?
To play corner, not only on this team, but in this league, you have to have confidence. Right. I mean, it started not only with me as a young age, though. Coming up, I wasn't as big as everybody. So, you know, confidence was something that has been building in me since I was a young kid. So I think I'm pretty confident now.
Josh, can you give us an idea of, obviously, it's an opportunity for you, but to be in Dallas with those receivers and all the attention that goes with the Cowboys, kind of what's going through your mind preparing for this week?
I mean, it's a big stage. We all know that. Not only, like I said, because of the playoff situation, but because it's our next game, and we need our next game, and we're going to go out there prepared and ready to work.
What sticks out to you about their receiving?
They're very talented, like from Dez Bryant all the way down. I don't think this might be the most talented group we faced all year. So.
And Romo does a good job of kind of keeping plays alive. Maybe doesn't get enough credit for it, but is that tough too because he can.
Who doesn't give him enough credit?
He gets a lot of scrutiny.
Yeah, he does, but he's great though. I don't know why you guys are so tough on him because he's a great guy though. He scrambles a lot, and he doesn't look to run. He looks to get it downfield. So we have to plaster our receivers and keep working.